Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 24th of September, and right now here in Auroville is partly cloudy on 27, and the weather forecast for today for the area is clear in the morning, then partly cloudy. Temperatures would be ranging from low of 28 to high of 33 degrees, and with a heat index of 37 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy, with southerly winds at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy with a chance of rain, and southerly winds again at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 75, and by noon it should drop on 55%. Moon is waxing gibbous and illuminated on 65%. In remembrance of late G. Dattatre, member of advisory committee, who passed away on 12th of September in 2012 at Chennai, L'Avenir d'Auroville invites all to a quiet homage to him on 24th of September, which is today at 5 p.m. under the banyan tree at Mater Mandir. Kailash Clinic just recently received a new ambulance, and Andy talks with Ruslan about it.
Hi, I'm Andy. I'm from Auroville Radio, and I've been trying to get an interview with you all week regarding the ambulance.
Oh, I see.
So can you tell me a little bit about the ambulance and the change?
No problem. The change? You mean what change it makes for Auroville? Well, the thing is that last 2 years we had ambulance on and off, and that was creating, of course, some difficulties, because when you have to wait for 1 hour, 1.5 hour, somewhere in the bush, somewhere in the house, an ambulance coming or maybe not even coming, you're going in a taxi, of course it's, emotionally difficult for people, I imagine. So, yeah, I think it will probably create a feeling of like some extra security, that now we are here, close by, 15 minutes we are there, 20 minutes we are there. And I think that's... I mean, we had ambulance before. It's not like something that we're... Good luck, guys.
Bye.
it's not something entirely new. Yeah, just the way we will do it now will be different than what it was before. So, like before, we had an ambulance which would have just a driver going, picking up someone, bringing to a hospital.
Okay.
Not much stuff would be happening in between. Maximum oxygen could be connected if driver knows how to do it. So now we will have always someone there, either a nurse or a doctor, who would be trading basic life support, advanced cardiac life support. So this is what we are doing now. Like half of the team has gone now through a training, advanced cardiovascular life support. So which means like in a real critical emergency, so they know what to do, they know how to start. So yeah, so we'll try to make it like 24/7, someone is on call, to have a dispatcher number and to have some procedures, so on, slowly try to make it effective, an effective service. So that's kind of the idea,
and
let's see how it goes.
Nice. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, it's for us, for Kailash Clinic, it's a new work, it's a challenge. So we're all trying to kind of... I mean, everyone is for it, of course. Everyone, I mean, people not afraid of extra work. Let's see how it goes with time. And it is something to learn. I mean, there's a lot of logistics. It's kind of new area somewhat for us. So we are exploring, inventing a wheel on our own. I mean, reading some materials, of course. So, I hope it works well.
Me too.
Let's see.
Thank you for checking in with us, Ruslan.
No problem.
See you soon.
Entry service informs the community that from today, September 24th, until Friday, October 5th, the office of the entry service will be exceptionally closed to the public. The teams need to concentrate only on office work and file follow-up. On Saturday, 29th of September, at Butterfly Barn in Swedam, from 3 to 6 p.m., Lila Loka invites all of us children between 6 to 96 years to come and play an old games board session. A lot of games will be waiting for us every Saturday at Butterfly Barn, and for info, we can contact Veronique on 948-8512-678. Lila Loka asks us to park outside community at the front of the gate. On 28th and 29th of September, from 8:30 to 4, and from 8:30 to 11:30 in Transition School ATB Hall, Rosa is preparing another awareness through the body for adults. She's doing it second time to open more possibilities for people who could not participate the first time. But the places are limited, so both to register, preferably by email at rosa@oroville.org, or you can phone at 262-3885. On Thursday, 27th of September, with a lunch break between 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., Donata is organizing in Samarpan a decoupage workshop. Decoupage means to cut. It's a craft of art from that entails past cut out the typical paper to an object and then covering them with several coats of varnish or lacquer. The workshop will be in Italian and with French and English translation. To confirm your participation, you should call Donata on 944-364-3203. On Saturday, 29th of September, the Tibetan doctor and his team will be visiting the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone. For appointment, you have to call Kazan on 262-2401. We got another announcement about Matrimedia Calendar 2013, which is already available. They decided to publish a little bit larger format, 20 by 21 centimeters, and the photos came out very beautifully. It's a desktop calendar like last year, and the photographers were Lalit from Carriage and Giorgio from Arca. And, of course, quotations from Sri Aurobindo's Savitri are on the photo page. On the calendar page, the months and days are printed in four languages, English, French, Sanskrit and Tamil. Darshan days and other important days as well as moon days, full and new, are indicated. Front and back cover as well as the sturdy stand are laminated. The price is 160 rupees, including packages and postage. All proceeds from the sale of the calendar will be donated to the Matrimedia. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama romance, The Raincoat, made in India 2004 by writer and director Yutupurna Ghosh. And tomorrow, the same place and time, they will screen a German political drama, The Educators, made in Germany 2004 by director Hans Weingärtner. And on Wednesday we have a chance to see an interesting cultural film, Pina, which is an homage to great German choreographer and was made in Germany in 2011 by excellent director Wim Wenders. Whatever the appearance we must bear, whatever our strong ills and present fate, when nothing we can see but drift and bail, a mighty guidance leads us still through all. Approach your window. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on www.oroville.org. Slowly.